If I have done your starting point measurements, which I think I have done for everybody who subscribes to this podcast, you already know if you are a should or a shouldn't person, or said in another way, if your racket is a should or a shouldn't. Now, this is it's like so what, but it's a not so what at all. When you have a should racket, then the inside conversation in the cave is that I am smart, I am brilliant, and I should be treated as such. And then the inverse of it is that I shouldn't have to do anything to make a living. I shouldn't have to do anything to be admired. I shouldn't have to do anything. And people with a should racket, almost without an exception, do not have skills, do not work on anything, do not sustain any effort. They just want to freeload. And they don't even understand that that's what they are doing, because that should sounds inside the cave like the truth. So if you are a should person and you are a client, you're already experiencing that you are not able to get rid of your main concern, your self-concern, and you are not able to get from A to B. On the other hand, people who, like myself, are have a shouldn't racket, okay? And I'm not even seeing exactly right now how it's a racket, but I am a shouldn't person. And in the shouldn't way, you look at what you don't want and you kick away from it. So I don't want to be poor, so I kick away from it. I don't want to be ignorant, so I kick away from it. I don't want to be unhealthy, so I kick away from it. So the shouldn't people are like 10, 20, 100 times more productive and more easily achieve things, because their whole focus is not on what they need to maintain, the pretense of, because there's nothing to maintain, right? It was never true that you were smart. It was never true that you were brilliant. It was never true that you were special. But you are trying to maintain the appearance of that, and therefore you will never do anything. Whereas a shouldn't person has no appearances to maintain, and they are going to kick away from what they don't want. And pretty much that's all I wanted to say in this podcast. It's bad news for most people. So I will muscle test how many people have should instead of shouldn't. So more than 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% of humanity has a should racket, where they fancy themselves better than they are. By birth, they think they are talented or born special or a prince or a princess, and the world should bow down to them and provide them with a living, because by God, they are not going to do it. And one of the reasons they are not going to do it, because it takes some training and learning to do anything that other people are willing to pay for. Except maybe some things that didn't take any work, like driving a taxi or teaching English if you speak English, okay? But ultimately, the should people do not learn anything, unwilling to invest any energy, because they should. They are trying to work and keep up their appearances. And if you say I'm talented and I'm smart and I'm special, the moment you start to work and work hard, you say, well, if I were really smart, then I wouldn't have to, so I won't do it. Oh, if you see me being breathless and not happy about that, you are absolutely right. This is absolutely horrible for me. Okay? Thank you.